Auburn knocks off Mississippi State in a heated, very stressful game to advance to the finals of the SEC tournament to face the Florida Gators. Guys, what a game that was, and we're going to talk about it on this episode of the Auburn Daily Show. Got it going on the podcast and the YouTube feed, so I want to thank you guys so much for the support. No matter where you're listening, make sure to like, subscribe, do all the things. And we're going to jump right on into it. So, reporting live from Bridgestone, game was super heated, and let's be honest here. I think this Mississippi State draw would have been more favorable for Auburn than Tennessee would have been. I think Tennessee just had a bad game. Mississippi State matched up with them very well, but let's be real here. This is still a very good Mississippi State team, unless I'm doing my math wrong here. Should be a quad one win. They are ranked 32 in the net, and this is not updated as of today, so this is yesterday's net ranking. It was a stressful game, and a lot of things happened, and I will give credit to Auburn here. Big moves for them. So here is one key takeaway here. This is the first Auburn win since exactly a year ago today, March 16th, 2023, that Auburn has won a game by single digits. So every other win that Auburn has had this season has been by double digits or more, has been by double digits. They don't have any triple-digit wins. That'd be pretty awesome. But double digits, first single-digit win they've had since they faced against Iowa in the NCAA tournament last year in Birmingham. So what's pretty crazy here, though, it's what's good here, is Auburn needed a scrape by win. They needed to kind of have it come down to the wire because they haven't really had one of those yet. They've had some of those that have unfortunately ended in losses. So I think this is going to be good for the team because you're not going to blow every single team out of the water come time in the heat of March, especially if you're making a run. They're going to be faced up against some very, very talented teams. And this is still a good Mississippi State team. They are 21-13. They're 8-10 in the conference. Respective Auburn's 26-7, 13-5. They've had some good wins. Obviously, this Auburn tripped up against this team in Starkville. They got a good revenge game back in Jordan-Hare. But, you know, in neutral sites, tournament settings, this team had been playing hot, had a little bit of Team of Destiny Cinderella vibes going on. So that was a little bit scary. But at the end of the day, it did not matter. They took care of business when it counted. So as always, kind of jump right into the stat steal. And really, this was a good team win. I know I kind of said that for yesterday's game. But just looking here, everybody played well. Nobody played great. And I think that's really what you want to see. I think the odd, glaring number that you see here is Aiden didn't get any points, but he also had 6 assists. So I'm going to take that stat line because he was making other people better while he was out there. Only played 18 points, missed 2 threes, but fundamentally it wasn't like he was putting up a lot of shots resulting in some turnovers. You had Janai with 10, Jalen with 13, CBM with 14, Denver with 13, and then Trey with 10. And then you had some Seymour and Dylan with 5 and 4, and then Katie with 4. Now, Dylan's 4, while it was just 4 points, were probably some of the most important points of the entire game just because of when they came, what the momentum did for both teams, good for Auburn, bad for Mississippi State. Just those key dunks that did not let them get in and kept that gap just padded enough to where they were not in a comfortable position where they couldn't get a playoff to get that game tied up or within a single possession. So very, very timely points for both of those dunks by Dylan to just not let this come down to the wire in a possible situation that could have flipped poorly in Auburn's favor. It was a very physical game. Janai got in some foul trouble pretty early. Auburn had to pull Janai and really rocked with Dylan for most of the first half, and then at one point they even were playing Chaney and Jalen at the same time, resting, I guess, both of them, just to obviously save Janai for the second half, keep him fresh, don't let him get in foul trouble, because had he ended up going out, it could have been very bad. It's a little bit of a lower scoring first half, definitely physical game. You could tell both of these teams are playing with a lot of emotions. A little bit sluggish of a start for Auburn to get out. Auburn had some just really uncharacteristic turnovers, just sloppy passing, and then also rebounding. It just felt like Mississippi State, especially in that first half, was just getting all the rebounds. In the game, it was 37-29 Mississippi State, so they were rebounding a a lot more. I mean, they got 17 offensive rebounds to Auburn's 8. And luckily they didn't get as many second chance points off of those, which is very helpful. But another huge factor that really played in this game, and if they go back, probably where they would circle that this is where the game really came down to for them, was their free throw shooting, especially in the first half. Very, very helpful that that Mississippi State was not dropping those free throws. 67% free throw shooting on the season, so not necessarily fantastic. This team today shot 63%, 17 of 27. When the game gets as close as this game was, even before they started getting foul points, a few more of those free throws could have made the difference of even a loss for Auburn, or maybe even an overtime game. So be happy when you get those. Auburn shot just over 77%, 17 of 22. Much better. Same deal for the inverse of that. Auburn misses a few of those buckets, the game starts to get a little bit crazy. And so kind of they struggled. It didn't matter last night, but they didn't shoot fantastic from the free throw line. So it's definitely something that they want to make sure that they keep that in the high 70s. And at the floor, they're probably going to be okay. 31.6% from three for Auburn. Obviously, they shot very, very well last night from deep. Not going to be able to continually do that throughout March, but if your floor is 32%, probably going to be okay. I think that's the lowest that you would want to see if they're going to be making a run. Obviously, the higher it is, the better. Pretty balanced three-point shooting. No one really went off. No one really did poorly. It was just, Aiden missed two, but that's like the worst you can say. Denver was 1 for 4, and then everyone's kind of 1 for 2, 1 for 3. So nothing too crazy there. No one had a lot of high volumes of makes or misses. Just kind of a team deal. And that was kind of the whole day. It was just a well-balanced team game. I mean, the biggest stat line, like I said, was Aiden with those assists. When I say biggest, like comparatively to everybody else, Aiden having those 6 assists. Your next highest was Jalen with 4. So most definitely want to see that, especially out of them. If you're not going to be facilitating the points yourself, him getting those assists up, making everybody better, huge, huge advantage for Auburn. The technical situation was a little odd. Maybe it was a little bit different on TV. Don't know why there was a double technical there. I saw CBM get shoved pretty aggressively. I don't know what the Auburn side of that was. Couldn't really get too much of an explanation there. It just kind of felt like the refs were just looking for something to maybe just kind of make an example of both teams. It was a very physical game. It was chippy. There was a lot of stuff kind of going on both sides, a lot of extracurriculars there. I mean, that's just basketball. That's just how it works at this level. And Mississippi State played, like I said, they played a very physical game. They did a little bit of everything. This was, minus the little stint where the refs are getting a little whistle heavy, it was a pretty entertaining game, especially down there at the end. Mississippi State started dropping some key shots at some key times to narrow that gap that Auburn had added up there. I want to say Auburn had it around 9-plus points at one point, and then Mississippi State got that down within a single possession. So it definitely got scary. I think a lot of people were most definitely on the edge of their seats this game. But at the end of the day, Auburn did what they needed to do to win. I think this will be, like I said earlier, a good lesson for them to have that just inch into the finish line, know what it's like to just get it down to the wire and still be able to win and not lose it. And, I mean, everybody stepped up. I would say Bruce and the staff did an excellent job with the rotations, with guys in foul trouble, keeping guys fresh, keeping Mississippi State off their heels. And I don't know all the technicalities of this, but just looking at some of the lineups they had in at certain times, it's very evident that there was most definitely some things in scouting that they saw that were matchups that they preferred different rotations that they normally do for whatever they had in at the game. Like I said, I don't have the film in front of me. I don't have the scouting report. I would just be hard-pressed to think that that wasn't a factor that played into why they were maneuvering around some of the personnel, when and how that they did. Because, like I said, you saw some stuff that wasn't too characteristic there. Excuse me. Can't be stated enough. Trey Donaldson is Mr. March. I think they call him Tournament Trey. shows up for these guy times, just played with ice water in his veins, which they needed at this point. He was very effective this game, had the 10 points, just came through clutch, did what he needed to do. Now, the one takeaway here that just was ugly that I kind of mentioned, we're just going to highlight this again, Auburn turned the ball over way too much. And this wasn't really one specific player. This was, once again, a kind of a team effort of turnovers. They don't need to be coming in this game having 15 turnovers. This game is what they did. They don't need to come into more games doing that. Other teams will take advantage of that. And fortunately, Auburn had enough steam to keep up with Mississippi State and not let them. Had Auburn not had turnovers like that, had they not let Mississippi State get as many rebounds as they did and second chances, I feel like this game is a little bit more wider of a margin for Auburn. And maybe they get back to that double-digit winning that they had been doing. Now, another thing that was just a little, I guess, disheartening that I noticed, it felt like Mississippi was getting a lot of points on transition. They were just getting the ball, getting down to the rim very, very quickly, just kind of sliding through the defense and getting the ball up, where Auburn just did not be able to do that a lot. And it's not really been a strength of Auburn's. They've been a lot more just pounding it in with Broom, Janai. So it's been working, so I don't want to change the identity. But we start getting some teams that have some slippery guards. That trend just makes me nervous. Now, I'm sure some of that just had to do with the fact of how the fouls are being called. It's very much kind of a damned if you do, damned if you don't, because, well, what do you do there? You play physical to not allow them to get down there. You just get a foul. Whatever it was or wasn't a foul, Chip. It's just what was happening. So, anyway, hope there is something that they can find in the film to kind of help get that straightened out moving forward. But overall for this game, those are some of the major takeaways for me. Very exciting matchup with Florida tomorrow. Now that game has concluded, Florida has been a team that's been playing really, really hot. I myself, and I'm sure others have been paying attention, are not shocked whatsoever about this outcome. I think a lot of people thought there may be an Auburn-Alabama final, which definitely very much could have been in the cards. This Florida team, like I said, as of yesterday, they're ranked number 28 in the net. So they had a pretty big jump up there. Good Florida team. Not only a good Florida team, it's a Florida team that is heating up at the right time. Now, they did have a little trip-up game to Vanderbilt, which just seemed kind of odd. But this is a team that's got a handful of quad one wins. Now, they have some quad two losses and a quad three loss. They lost to Vanderbilt, as I mentioned just a second ago. They lost to Virginia. Yeah, moment of silence there. And then they lost to Ole Miss, which has now dropped down to a quad two game, or, you know, how the mighty have fallen there. And I guess their best win of the year would have been over Auburn on the books. And then, of course, you know, the two wins over Alabama and then the win over Kentucky. It's less about the wins themselves. I think it's more of when they've been having the wins and how they've been playing down the stretch here. And yeah, Todd Golden is, you know, it's Bruce Pearl's guy. That was a former assistant of Bruce. He knows, you know, I'm going to kind of gas him up here. Bruce taught him everything he knows. Sarcasm. I'm sure he's learned a lot from other episodes. But anyway, Bruce Pearl coaching tree. Love him for that. Obviously, former staffer, like when he was at Auburn. But I think this is going to be a really exciting matchup for Auburn. I think there is the element of the revenge game side of it from what happened down in Gainesville. I don't know exactly how to feel on this just yet. I'm trying to pull some stats up from the game that they had today against A&M. So we're going to do that live, kind of get a live reaction to that. 90-95. So let's just go to the points here real quick. 90-95. So 95 points, 102 points, 85 points. 105 dating back to Bama. So this team in their last 1, 2, 3, 4, was it 83 before that? In their last 5 games has been putting up a lot of points on teams. Now, obviously Auburn has shown their ability to score too, but this could be a high flying game. When they faced off the first time in Gainesville, so you remember Auburn did not do well at that point. They put 81 on Auburn. Auburn only scored 65. uncharacteristically low for this Auburn team. And just, if you remember, there's really nothing good about that. Now, it's just a tough place to play, and Auburn hasn't won a Gainesville in a really, really long time. So just, everybody wants that monkey off their back. But for this game here, it went back and forth. And what's scary about this one is how big of a lead that A&M had and just how quickly Florida was able to chip away at that and then end up winning the game, which just goes to show that no lead with Florida tomorrow is going to be safe. This is a literally play all 40 minutes, play to the whistle, do not feel safe with any lead until the buzzers, the final buzzers, gone off. And it was crazy with A&M. I kind of be worried too, because Auburn had that same situation. They played A&M at home. It was Auburn had a big old lead, then A&M started dropping shots, and they got that very, very close, and Auburn did end up bringing it back to pad that win to make it look, not make that game look as close as it was at one point. But still, don't ever want to underestimate these teams. So Florida, 77 from the free throw line, 27 to 35, fine stat line. Here's what got a little scary. They shot 54% from deep. That's 14 to 26. That'll be remember watching the game, just thinking, okay, if they're shooting like this tomorrow, it can get a little scary. And obviously Auburn has shown they've got the ability to pop off from deep as well. Hopefully Florida decides to not shoot like that when they're facing off against Auburn. But they've shown the ability that they can do it on the big stage. Now, let's go back here and compare that stat line of Alabama. Very impressive game last night. It seemed like that game was a little close, and just you blinked, and all of a sudden it wasn't. And Florida just took it and ran with it. And they shot 35% from deep, 7-20 against Bama, 86% from the free throw line, 31 of 36. So they're getting their free throws. Alabama was 69%, 16-23. Alabama only shot 24% from deep. So you kind of see the stat lines and what they're going off there. Florida only turned the ball over 7 times against Alabama, so not a high turnover clip. Against Texas A&M, Florida, box score, trying to get this pulled up faster than I'm talking. Florida turned the ball over 11 times. A&M also turned it over 11 times. So I don't even begin to know what this game will come down to. I think Florida has, that's a team that's got a lot of tricks in their bag. Once again, kind of similar to Auburn, it was a team win. They had everybody score a lot of points in these games. It's not necessarily that there was one player that was just carrying the team, like a Dalton Connect type situation. This was everybody was scoring double digits. And they were spreading the ball out, getting a lot of assists as well. So this is one of those games, and I hate to say this because I feel like it's kind of the cop-out for the review show, which is going to be this way. This is one of those games where nothing would surprise me, and it's going to be an exciting finale. On paper, Auburn probably should be better. Like I said, the spread for Mississippi State was, like I said, between like 8 and 10 points, so didn't quite get there. But Auburn versus Florida spread. We're going to see live what Vegas has these numbers at. Okay, so here we are. The spread on this game is super close. It looks like as of now, all the books had this between like a 1.5 to 2.5 point spread. So, it's neck and neck. It is a coin flip. And like I said, that's most all of the betting sites right now. The over-under score total for this looks like high 150s to around 160. So Vegas thinks this could be a roughly 80-ish point game per team, high 70s, low 80s, respectively. This one may come down to the wire, which I think is very, if that's what the odd makers are saying, and we all know that Las Vegas is crazy. Auburn, it's good that they got a scratch and claw win, a buzzer beater win, because that's very likely what they're going to need for this game. Which, like I said, let's go back to what we said earlier, what they're going to need going into March, because these are the games that you got to learn how to win when it all comes down to it, when you're getting to those high rounds when you're advancing in the tournament. So exciting game. We'll be back at you again tomorrow. Hopefully be able to track Andrew down, see if we can do another tandem episode. For those watching on YouTube, we'll make sure we get better light than we had this time. Sorry, there's a lot of noise here. I think there's like some AC stuff, so the audio is not great. We're kind of doing mobile studio now, so just bear with us. Thank you all for your patience. Of course, as always, I want to thank our show sponsors, Plains Coffee. I don't have my coffee again today. I'm super tired. It's been an exhausting trip. It would not be an exhausting trip had I had my Plains Coffee. Go to plainscoffee.com, order some. I don't know if they deliver to Bridgestone Arena, but I'm sure they could. If I put in the address, I'm sure I could find some Plains Coffee, and I know it would be the freshest coffee there ever was. And since I'm so tired, you know what? I could use Rage Room right now. Get some coffee, get some energy, blow some of that steam from being tired and not be tired when I'm done because the Plains Coffee kicked in. Be a win-win. Mississippi State, I think a lot of teams yesterday definitely needed Rage Room. So make sure to tell any of your friends, if they are fans of all these teams happen to be losing, who are in the Auburn or Birmingham area, check out Birmingham Rage Room or the Blackwood Rage Room. Go to the respective websites and book a session online. It is a blast. Tell them that the Auburn Daily Show sent you and you will get some free stuff. As that is going to wrap us all up for this, reporting live from Bridgestone. We'll be back after the game tomorrow to tell all about what happens. I know everybody out there is hoping that we'll have some good news celebrating a very exciting SEC championship for the Tigers, but it's going to, Florida's no slouch, so it's going to be it'll be a very well-deserved, hard-fought game, and even to come this far I think is exciting. And I know a lot of people are, like I said, it's all about when you heat up in March, and they're heating up and getting ready for rolling into March Madness. So last time Auburn won a SEC championship game, they won the whole thing, and then, of course, made it to a Final Four. So I think this team has it. The advanced stats likes them, and as long as they can just do it on the big stage when it counts, and thus far they've been doing it. So we will be back at you with all the action tomorrow for what all happens for this game. And stay tuned in, and thank you guys so much for watching, listening, and supporting the show.